Thank you for calling our Dial-A-Story hotline.
This is The Flints of Memory Lane by author Neil Gaiman. Outside our house was a lamppost, installed when the house was built, as out of place in the lampless countryside as the lamppost in Narnia stories. It was a sodium light, which burned yellow and washed out all other colors, turning everything yellow and black. She was not my girlfriend. My girlfriend lived in Croydon, where I went to school, a gray-eyed blonde in unimaginable beauty, who was, as she often complained to me, puzzled, never able to figure out why she was going out with me. But she was a friend, and she lived about a 10-minute walk away from me, beyond the fields in the older part of town. I was going to walk over to her house to play records and sit and talk. I walked out of her house, ran down the grass slope of the drive, and stopped dead in front of a woman standing beneath the street lamp, staring up at the house. She was dressed like a gypsy queen in a stage play, or a Moorish princess. She was handsome, not beautiful. She has no colors in my memory, save only the shades of yellow and black. And startled, to find myself standing opposite someone where I had expected none, I said, "Hello." The woman said nothing. She looked at me. "Are you looking for someone?" I said. "Or something of the sort?" And again, she said nothing. And still she looked at me, this unlikely woman, in the middle of nowhere, dressed like something from a dream. And still she said nothing at all. She began to smile, though, and it was not a nice smile. And suddenly I found myself scared, utterly, profoundly scared, like a character in a dream. And I walked away, down the drive, heart thudding in my chest, and around the corner. I stood there, out of the sight of the house, for a moment, and then I looked back. And there was no one standing in the lamplight. I was 50 paces from the house, but I could not, would not, turn around and go back. I was too scared. Instead, I ran up the dark, tree-lined flit lane, and into the old town, and up another road, and down the road to my friend's house, and got there, speechless, breathless, jabbering and scared. As if all the hounds of hell had chased me there. I told her my story, and we phoned my parents, who told me there was no one standing underneath the streetlight, and agreed a little reluctantly to come and drive me home, as I would not walk home that night. And that is all there is to my story. I wish there were more. I wish I could tell you about the gypsy encampment that was burned down on that site 200 years earlier, or anything that would give some sense of closure to the story, anything that would make it story-shaped. But there was no such encampment. So, like all the eruptions of the odd and strange into my world, the event sits there, unexplained. It is not story-shaped. And in memory, all I have is the yellow black of her smile and the shadow of the fear that had followed. This is The Flints of Memory Lane by author Neil Gaiman. For past recordings, check out our website at kirkwoodpubliclibrary.org.